Good evening and welcome to the KZYX News. This is Sherry Quinn. California Governor Jerry Brown and Oregon Governor Kate Brown are seeking a federal disaster declaration to help salmon fishermen who are enduring another bad year. A record low number of fall-run Chinook salmon returning to the Klamath River has led to fisheries restrictions, including the cancellation of the season along a large stretch of the coast in Northern California and Southern Oregon. The two governors asked Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross for an expedited declaration of a catastrophic regional fishery disaster in a letter dated Wednesday, May 23. It is a necessary move for fishing businesses to request federal assistance. The letter points out that California commercial ocean salmon fisheries are expected to make 72% less revenue than what they averaged from 2012 to 2016. Oregon's fisheries are projected to earn 63% less. How to make forward progress in today's political climate is the topic of Congressman Jared Huffman's next community town hall to be held Wednesday, May 31 in Garberville in Humboldt County at the Redwood Playhouse, the theater attached to the College of the Redwoods Garberville campus, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The town hall will also be broadcast live by KMUD Radio, and KZYX News will provide coverage of the event. For more information, you can contact Huffman's Eureka office at 707-407-3585. That's 707-407-3585. The Casper murder suspect, 39-year-old Kelly Cohn, is in police custody in San Joaquin County. She surrendered after contacting an attorney, according to the Mendocino Sheriff's Facebook page. The victim's vehicle was in her possession in that county and was also recovered. Cohn has been booked into the San Joaquin County Jail on one count of homicide and is being held on a no-bail status. A new iteration of a non-cultivation ordinance for Mendocino County was accepted at the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors special meeting on Tuesday, May 23. That is according to Jude Tillman, owner of Dragonfly Wellness Center, a dispensary in Fort Bragg. She said a number of people responded to the written documents that came from Mary Lynn Hunt, chief planner for the County Planning and Building Services. They included cultivators, manufacturers, dispensary owners, and others in the industry. She provided KZYX with the details from this part of the meeting.
Dispensary owner Mike from Wallala, for example, hoped that we wouldn't disallow dispensaries from having both an adult use or recreational, as some people call it, and a medical permit. There's a lot of concern about our ability to have compassion programs for our patients. The main issues that came up were in support of allowing dispensaries to be in commercial zones based on zoning clearance and not requiring use permits for dispensaries. Also that manufacturing can be non-volatile, can be in commercial zones 1 and 2 without use permits or with minor use permits. Maybe not volatile manufacturing, but on that score, a number of people spoke to the need to redefine what volatile and non-volatile manufacturing is, and the non-volatile should be including ethanol, for example, many speakers said. One of the big conflicts that came up with the new draft plan, the draft ordinance that was issued from Planning and Building for today's hearings, is the notion that some of these zoning restrictions that got more restrictive in the last month for the various sectors of cannabis, some of these zoning restrictions would be potentially in conflict with the general plan of the county of Mendocino. The general plan, as many people know, was written in 1982 and is incredibly out of date, as it was admitted by Dan Jordy on the Board of Supervisors, that the county code is also, these zoning codes are also out of date. John McCowan very accurately said that the general plan for the county of Mendocino is like the Bible. You can find something to support anything in it. And he recommended, and the rest of the Board of Supervisors subsequently agreed with him, that the staff go back to the drawing board and try to find ways that the general plan supports broader and more liberal use of, say, the commercial districts, that they be expanded to encompass and accommodate both dispensaries, the grandfathered in existing dispensaries, and new dispensaries that would be applying for permits, that they, that without use permits, be allowed to exist within just simply zoning clearance, and also manufacturing, that non-volatile manufacturing, which is a very benign activity, even comparable to some of the activities that already take place, such as gas stations and paint shops and auto body shops, things like that, that non-volatile cannabis manufacturing also be countenanced by the general plan, the county's general plan, such that commercial 1 and commercial 2 zones could accommodate non-volatile manufacturing as well. So those are some of the highlights. Farmers markets were supported, including ethanol for use in non-volatile manufacturing, because it, as a closed-loop system, it is not considered dangerous by manufacturers. That's all for now.
Thanks to Jane Futcher for providing this audio report from Jude Tillman. 2 years ago, a law was approved allowing undocumented children to be covered by Medi-Cal. Now, a proposal approved by California's State Assembly and Senate Budget Committees would expand that coverage to undocumented adults ages 19 to 26. Anthony Wright of Health Access California says covering young people, regardless of their immigration status, could eventually save taxpayers money.
We believe that extending this coverage, extending primary and preventative care, leads to a more efficient and effective healthcare system. If people are able to get care in the front end, that prevents much more expensive emergency care in the back end.
The plan would cost an estimated $85 million annually. Supporters want to use some Proposition 56 tobacco tax revenue to cover those costs. That could complicate budget negotiations with Governor Jerry Brown, who has said he wants to use that money for existing Medi-Cal expenses. In Lake County, Clear Lake Animal Control has a big group of many different kinds of dogs ready for adoption this week. Available canines range from Chihuahuas and Terriers to German Shepherds and Labrador Retriever mixes. To meet the animals, you can call Clear Lake Animal Control at 707-994-8201, extension 103 or 105, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Thursday.
Support for this evening's weather comes from Redwood Roofers. Established in 1972, Redwood Roofers has been serving the roofing needs of the Fort Bragg, Mendocino Coast for 44 years. They can be reached at 937-1700 or on the web at redwoodroofers.com. License number 954548.
Gradually warming conditions are expected for the weekend into early next week. Coastal areas will continue to see evening and morning clouds with afternoon sunshine. On the seas, lighter winds will return for the weekend. North winds will increase again by Monday of next week. On the coast tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog overnight, lows 41 to 51. Friday, mostly cloudy and patchy fog in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the mid-50s and 60s, southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, patchy fog overnight, with lows 41 to 51. Saturday along the coast, partly cloudy skies, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the mid to upper 50s and 60s. Inland tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows 42 to 52. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s and 70s. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lows 42 to 52. Saturday across the interior, sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s and 70s. Tonight in Fort Bragg, patchy fog after 11, then mostly cloudy with a low around 51. In Ukiah tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 50. In Willits, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.